Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest.
It's a comically unconventional show that's going to feature several special guests. So special, even I don't know.
And I'm not going to be there.
And Bobby won't even be there.
That's how special it is.
It's so special. They've kept out Bobby. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A. debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time only on Netflix.
John Mulaney, very funny guy.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
It's Dan Soder
and Big J Okerson. Welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. We'll have new episodes every morning, Tuesday through Friday. And if you want more Bonfire, you can always hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
You can go to SiriusXM.com/Bonfire for a special 3-month offer.
Man, I just can't do it like I used to. Ordered some mac and cheese and some wings last night, dumped hot sauce all over it, had a bunch of soda, and really paid for it this morning.
I bet. Is that one where it's like making noise in your lower stomach before it comes out of your ass?
It was. I didn't sleep. I had a super early wake-up time for Billions, and my chest was lava all morning.
Oh, yeah, you had the fucking... The hot burps.
Yeah, and then I put down a dump on set that, can I tell you?
Yeah.
Was fucking impressive.
Really?
Crawled out the bowl.
Did it breach the water? So yeah. Above the water.
Out of the water, dude.
Where it was all cakey on the sides?
Its tail was flat out the water.
I got to tell you something.
It was really impressive.
Again, got to go with the bad. If I got to make complaints about this apartment, the water level in the toilets is pressure's great. And it bawooshes as good as it's going to get. As good as it's going to get outside of like that fucking gas station toilet we used to have.
Yeah, man. You guys had it
where you could have flushed. Yeah.
I thought it was the tube system in an old bank.
You don't even know this. Christine's given birth to 3 children in our relationship, and all 3 of them we weren't ready for, and we just sent them down the fucking...
What about when they all come back for revenge, the pipe babies? What if they come back for you?
And yeah.
They'll reach up through the pipes and grab your nuts when you're on the toilet.
Mommy, daddy.
Do you remember arachnophobia?
They're ghoulies. Our kids are ghoulies.
Yeah. Do you remember an arachnophobia where the spider bites them on the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
That legit fucked me up for 3 years where I had to check the toilet.
The ghoulies didn't get you? They come out of the toilet too.
Ghoulies didn't affect me as much as arachnophobia affected me.
Yeah, I guess there's more of a chance of a spider coming up your thing than a ghoulie in real life.
Than a ghoulie up your butt. Christine, bring up a ghoulie. Stop sexting Jacob.
Do me a favor if you could stop sexting Jacob for 5 seconds.
She goes, your hot mouth right on my puss. What?
She goes, as you slowly press inside of me and I feel all of your length. What, guys? Yeah, sure. Brendan, jump off. It's great.
My mouth and my toes in your mouth and my pussy in my hand. What, guys?
Your beard covered in my juices. Yes? Look up what? Ghoulies, sure.
For I am your forbidden peach.
There's a ghoulie.
Oh, yeah, dude, coming right out the butt.
Right out the bowl, dude.
Dude, right up your butt, right?
Is that what they do?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think they come out of you. I don't think they go up your butt. Christine, look at what ghoulies do, please.
What do ghoulies do?
This is where we might be able to take a phone call. Somebody might out there know what ghoulies do.
I just feel like that thing coming up your butt.
Isn't Ghoulies 2, is that considered the worst movie ever made? Or was that... Chud 2? It was one of those.
That was Trolls 2.
Troll 2. That's what it
Troll
was.
2.
It was
Troll 2. We used to watch it at Barcelona Bar.
Yeah. That was like a big thing. It's like considered the worst. It was the worst reviewed movie of all time.
Yeah,
I bet that's changed. That's changed, by the way.
The only time I've tried to watch it twice, my friend Jess put it on at Barcelona Bar and like, you know, would do a thing where she shuts the door except for the regulars. We could smoke inside. It was badass. The 2 times I tried watching it, I blacked out and I don't remember the movie.
Yeah.
I just got too drunk. Both times I was like, hey, what happened? Did we start watching that movie? And they're like, yeah.
Troll 1.
Then you Pee Wee Hermaned across the bar.
Troll 1, from what I remember, was pretty scary looking, so it was a relatively scary movie as a kid.
I'm willing to admit something. I was scared of the first Leprechaun movie.
Why is that terrible? You were young, and that was a scary character.
Because where I grew up, if you admitted that, you were a pussy.
Also, where you were from, though, I bet the idea of a midget was very foreign. I bet there was a lot of teenies out there. So the fact that you saw a real thing like that talking, and you were like, how is it possible? This is well before CGI and all that shit. Of course, it was terrifying to see a half person walking around, really walking and talking.
And I'm just going to tell you this Colorado logic. That thing's going to get you killed in the winter. So,
oh yeah.
If it's a part of your wagon trail. Did I tell you about my aunt's fear of little people?
No.
Like,
but please do.
To a point where we would have to turn off the TV if there was a little person on it, or change the channel immediately.
Yeah.
Could not watch Austin Powers.
I told you about Brad Williams thing, right?
What?
I haven't told that on the show. That seems crazy. At JFL, like the 2011 maybe or 12. I was doing the Nasty Show with Bobby Kelly, Brad Williams, Bridget Everett.
What year?
2012? Was it like the year that you were there?
I was there in 11 and 12. Yeah. 12 I don't remember because I was mostly blacked out.
Oh, so I don't know if it was 11 or 12 either, but I was doing the, I think it was 12. Because I was doing the Nasty Show and the stage manager guy kept telling everybody.
Oh, you have said
it. Yeah, he's trying to get through it because like,
he's afraid. He was
afraid of little people. And then Brad came out one time jokingly and did like a Benny Hill run around the car with him. And the guy was like, seriously, stop. And then he got in his car when there was a moment and he jumped in his car and sped down the block and never came back.
That's yeah. So I definitely have. I remember you telling that story. And I think I followed it with the story of my aunt, who's my dad's sister. My Aunt Karen did acid. She did a lot of acid when she was a teenager.
Yeah.
A lot of acid. And she dropped. She was in downtown San Francisco.
Breaking on through the other side.
Yeah. She was. This was probably like late 60s, early 70s. I want to say it was probably late 60s. She did enough acid that her and her friend went into a hotel tripping. Mm-hmm. And they went up to the banquet room and it opened and it was a little person convention. And they got off the elevator, and then they couldn't get back on the elevator, and they were freaking out and couldn't get out of the room.
It's your personal hell. If you're afraid of,
that's what made her afraid of him.
Oh,
that was the moment where, yeah. And then for the rest of her life, she'd be like, if they came on, when I lived with her in Alaska, she was like, Danny, turn off the TV. I do not want to watch. We were watching Austin Powers, and she was like, I can't watch this movie. I cannot watch this movie.
It's been disproven that there's little people towns, right?
Yeah, I think they did that show.
No, but I'm saying they say always, they goes, oh, you know, there's a little person town in upstate New York or whatever. I think it's all been disproven, right? It's not real. Just with tinier houses, with tinier things.
But then a guy like me, just a lonely guy like me, wants to move there and be their fucking minute bowl.
Oh, my God. Forget being their minute bowl, dude. You're the boogeyman all around.
Ah, my deep voice.
But you'd be the king. That's my point is anyone could be the king of Midgetown. So I don't know why.
Five rumored little people villages.
Villages is a really, that's the most racist thing to say about it.
It's called a village. Why don't you call it a hamlet?
Yeah.
Why don't you call it a
five rumored little people hovels?
Hey, look, we have little fern gullies that we found out about. Yeah.
Go back into your hobbit hole, little people.
There's no way I don't show
that's,
up.
That's all right. Now, yeah,
that's
this,
not for little
the
people.
Size of that, that's not for little people. That's for ghoulies.
Yeah, that's for ghoulies. And that's not what we call little people. That's not a derogatory term.
There we go.
People.
Now is what I'm talking about.
Kentucky though. Midgetville.
Now, here's what I'm talking about. I have a feeling it's called Midgetville, though, because the houses are small.
Yeah.
But little tiny house. And what is that? You find out that's not even a big house. It's just compared to those houses.
That's just
they are
car.
Little people communities. So it's, you know, groups of little people that get together. And I think things are sized differently to be more convenient for them.
No, you're saying they start this. They are the pioneers of this land.
They
haven't moved in. They haven't been like, yo, it's for just dominate like where my mom lives, like in a housing thing like that, like a community,
yeah,
like a development is what I mean. In a development,
it seems
they start,
like
goes,
they
we're
create.
All...
It says that's not for little people. It's for Jehovah's Witnesses.
There we go.
They live in small one bedroom.
Yes.
Places.
And we all know Jehovah's Witnesses though are very little people.
Also, my aunt was a Jehovah's Witness.
Was she?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, she became a Jehovah's Witness to get off crack.
Damn. Should have occupied that time.
All right, Jacob.
Come on,
Jacob. It's my dad's sister, dude. Chill out.
To get off crack?
She ruled, though.
Damn. Hang on, we have two calls, and both of them are things we want to hear about. First, I said we go to Luke in Levittown. What, Levittown, PA?
Yeah, dude.
Says he know what ghoulies do. Luke, you're on the bonfire, buddy. Luke, you there, buddy?
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
All right.
Yes, I can. Are you in Levittown, PA?
Yes, sir.
Fucking Sesame Place, bro.
I'm more of a Latrobe guy. Give me a Rolling Rock any day.
No, dude, Sesame Place.
What is Sesame Place?
The ultimate Sesame Street water park adventure. What is Sesame Place?
It's a water park? Sesame?
Yeah, Dan, it's a effing water park.
Do they have slides called the Elmo and like the Cookie Monster?
I haven't been there in Elmo's tenure, I apologize to say. But when I went, yeah, it probably was like Big Bird's Wild Flume.
Big Bird's Bath?
Yeah, Big Bird's Bath. Snuffle up against his shower time.
Bert and Ernie's private showers.
Yeah, and there's this weird ride, the haunted house, and you go in there and Gordon shows you his weenus.
But it's doll weenus. It's that Nerf shit.
Gordon, you're a real person.
Oh, why do you have Sesame Street penis?
Holly Robinson's that, I believe. Is Gordon from Sesame Street.
Oh, really?
I think so. A little crossover there. So, Luke, in Levittown, please tell us what ghoulies do exactly. I don't think it's go up your butt.
No, I don't think so either. So from what I can gather, ghoulies are like, they're dwarves that come from a satanic cult. And if you do their bidding, you have to do a dangerous ritual in order for them to give you everything that you desire. They're like midget genies.
They're like ugly leprechauns.
Yeah, they're toilet genies.
Oh, toilet genies.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That does make sense to me.
Yeah, where they're like, ah, tu fata nata. They're like, I'm a ghoulie. Hey, what's up? I'm Jeff Ghoulie. You want to go to the Olympics and win bronze?
A young man and his girlfriend move into an old mansion home where he becomes possessed by a desire to control. Okay, so they make you, right, they lure you in.
Is there a trailer we might be able to watch, Christine, to understand what ghoulies do if they indeed fuck your butthole?
If you wouldn't mind.
Thank you.
Dan, you're hung up on this butthole thing? I still think ghoulies have nothing to do with the ass. I'm pretty sure Luke just said that.
Dude, we both agreed we were going to do a Starfish Monday.
You said we were going to tie everything in the anal.
You said everything goes up the butt on Monday.
You called it. You said it.
It's in our advent calendar, our bonfire advent calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Scream Factory.
Go, Christine, you can play it.
1984, I was 1 year old.
On Blu-ray.
Jonathan is having a housewarming party.
Whoa! Now, what do you guys want to do?
Well, we could play hide and go seek.
Pause it already. Yeah. Here's my problem with this. I got to explain this good for people at home.
Pause Damn.
It. He's having that? Some guy's having a housewarming party. These people are all young. So he's having a housewarming party in what only looks, like I say, looks like a haunted estate.
It looks like Clue.
Party. And no young person, dork or not, hanging out with these chicks, already has old-timey books lining the entire place. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
But it's his parents' house, bro.
It's not what he said. He said it's a housewarming party for him.
Dude.
All right, just go ahead. You can play, Christine. Where are you?
Do we order this and watch this as a family?
Ghoulies?
Yeah.
Ghoulies is also another word for testicles on Urban Dictionary. It says, like, she kicks me in the ghoulies.
Oh, that's
great. I'll be honest with you. I've never thought of that, and I'm bummed that someone else did first.
Yeah, dude, she could suck my ghoulies.
Oh, through ritual and terrible special effects.
Hey, look at my ghoulie.
Oh, so ghoulies look
What?
There's the ghoulie. That's the guy.
Hey, what's up? Oh, man, they're boning and all these ghoulies. See, this is creepy. It's like having a cat crawl around.
Well, it's like they're like Furbies.
They had to make, but this is back in the day, they had to make everything. There was no Gremlins, computer stuff for it. What did you confuse?
Yeah,
Gremlins and what?
Everything was all puppets.
Furbies?
Furbies. Remember Furbies? Furbies were like little mechanical gremlins.
Right. Sort of.
You know, there's always a thing with, I don't know if you feel this way about movies like this, but I felt this way about Child's Play and stuff. Sometimes smaller stuff that can get to me, an arachnophobia or whatever, will scare me, like a spider bite. But something like a ghoulie, now that I see it's the size that it is.
Send it, dude.
Yeah, dude, exactly. I'll fucking punt it. You get near me, if I got foresight... I see it coming and I got my shoes on, game over. I don't even need to be strapped in. I can have my slip-ons on. I'll fucking kick the shit out of it.
I feel like we're
Jacob, look who's in the motherfucking house.
Don't acknowledge him yet. He's gonna.
He doesn't like hearing us. Thing. He says no.
But wait, do you see the call from Utah?
If the man's name is Meatface.
Yeah, it is. His name's Meatface Dan. All right, don't judge his name. That's his thing.
Oh, is that?
Meatface in Utah.
Is that British?
Is it?
Yes, my name is Meatface, yes.
Hell yeah. And is this possibly true? You've been to a dwarf village.
100%. It's actually accessible to anyone here in Utah. It's actually right near East High School that they filmed that East whatever dance movie, whatever it was. You can drive through there, but the midgets get really mad and they start throwing rocks at you.
Hang on a second. That's one hilarious. Did you mean that shitty dance movie as in Footloose?
No. That teenage.
Oh, my God.
You got served?
Dance movie. I forget what it's called.
I don't know what one takes place in Utah.
They're all
but,
great, but whatever.
So when you drive by there, they throw rocks at you?
If you drive into it and drive around, like everybody knows about it, but if you go.
Do they just carry around little satchels of rocks?
Yeah, I was going to say, what a dwarf way to handle a situation.
They go, did you? You know, I always leave the house with my thing on me.
I bet they use like real like slingshots and fucking stuff like that.
Definitely they use dwarf weapons.
Yeah. Battle axes.
Tiny bow and arrows that are actually suction cups instead of arrows.
Clubs.
Yeah.
People with clubs. Yeah.
Is it called Hobbitville?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
It is. There's a video, a news story that just came out in 2020.
Damn, Meatface. Honestly, I judged a book by your cover. I didn't think your story was going to be real with a name like Meatface, but...
Meatface, I got the ears.
Call
of
me
guy.
Eggface, right? Because I was
hey.
All right, we're having fun.
Meatface, I believed you the whole time. I take it.
Trust the Meatface.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at The Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. Calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Story?
I do want to hear this news story.
Welcome back. You may have heard of Hobbitland. It's a secluded piece of Salt Lake City
near Westminster College. And you probably know it from news stories of today or as an unusual place you drove by on
or
trips along.
Or when you've read about it in your Bible from being damned to hell. Yeah, I think it all is fucking super Utah and religious. Man, isn't it?
People that are straight-laced in Utah, they have Lego hair. Yeah. They're so serious.
Dude, they come out of a machine like Vader in the morning.
Bill is a favorite of our Craig Lewis.
Real nice, Christine.
Real nice.
Real nice. Mm-hmm.
Real fucking cool.
This is real nice what you're doing.
Now I can't see his perfect Utah face. By the way, Utah, I didn't forget that you gave me COVID. I'll be back. I'll be back, you fucking non-soda drinking fucks. I'll come back. I shall reap my revenge.
I'll be back, motherfucker. Don't worry.
Yeah. Bet fucking.
Trips along. I yelled at him for giving my Danny the COVID.
Yeah.
Give my boy the vid.
Me not coming
you
back.
Yelled
for
you yelled at Royersford. You had to yell at Royersford.
I had to stick up for me. I came for Royersford's ass, and Jay's coming to Utah to
fucking wax that ass.
Right. Along 13th East. Of course, Hobbitville is a favorite of our Craig Worth, and he joins us live in the studio.
He goes, he's actually got a little bit of a problem. He looks like a guy that's banned
dude.
From.
Dude, he looks like he looks like he might be. He's a midget sitting on another midget's neck.
Yeah, or he has a confession in a police station where he goes, "I just like their tiny hands."
Yeah, he goes, "They can wash every nook and cranny."
Gotta understand something, man. They get their little hands on you, and you can feel their power.
Yeah, Salt Lake City's ABC affiliate news guy, whoever this guy is. Definitely looks like he's done some bad
what
stuff.
What if I told you toys were being made for children by the little people?
He's definitely, he's a very, he's a voluntary mall Santa every year.
Yes.
Doesn't want the money. Just wants fucking kid asses on his knee.
And he just blows money. He goes down to the bar in Hobbitville and just has them out, the alcoholics eat string cheese in front of them. So he can watch their little fingers work through the cheese.
He goes,
That's it. Fuck, that's it.
He goes to the dwarf OTB and bets on the dwarf races.
Yeah, he goes, I know which one's fast. I'll take him.
Trained him myself. Gotta keep playing this.
Well, you know, it's now vacant and it's posted. No trespassing. But
this
a while back,
great.
We were authorized
so
to take a look.
I found one of them down by the creek and I pulled his little pants off and I bagged his big torch.
He goes, I caught one and brought him back to my home where I tortured the information out of him. Their little teeth come out so easy.
That, by the way, they can't sustain on just candy.
I hang them upside down and I bleed them from their little arms.
My wife calls me a cruel, sick bastard. I tell her she doesn't know the half of it.
I hurt them and then I fix them up. It's a sick cycle I'm in.
What if I told you I was making them half machine?
Giving them normal people legs.
Oh, like Krang from Teenage Mutant.
I stretch them.
Oh, God. Freak an amazing land, and it's worth watching tonight.
This guy looks like his voice.
Yeah.
It is now hidden by fences. But as late as summer, you could see the place. Only in its post-glory days was it called Hobbitville, a curious place of signs and trees and rock that once held lamps as the night has a thousand eyes.
Hell yeah, dude. If you're a little person, you got to be real scared of the night. You don't know what's coming out of the woods. That's got to be.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when half your community could be taken off by raccoons.
Oh, my God. A family of raccoons makes it a real problem.
You better build a fucking moat.
Dude, that is.
Fire the flaming arrows.
The siege continues.
How about that, Jacob? Is that going to be a problem with Sirius? Do you mind telling me if that's going to be a problem with Sirius?
That we have voice quality control?
Because there's voice quality control. That's the voice I would do for voluntary dwarves that live in a place called Hobbitville defending their home from assorted small wildlife with flaming arrows. In my mind, Jacob, their voice is going to go,
fire on three.
And flame your arrows.
I can't worry about getting in trouble for that.
Gentlemen, the night has a thousand eyes. But only we have small sausage fingers.
My hands feel to have no bones, but
They're very strong.
Right, now the... block the windows that opened up to the
And by the way, pause. Before you judge me, you better have felt the sweet, soft cupcake lack of firmness in a dwarf hand, because I've shaken many.
The reason I make that joke,
I feel like I'm destroying whatever gelatin is in their hands.
You're not, dude. And I think even they would tell you there's bone in them, their hands.
But I'll tell you what, you want to play a good prank on me if you're a little person? When I shake your hand, go, oh, oh, you're killing me.
I can't write for a week.
Did you ever tell the story of the security guard in Montreal in Bonfire?
Yo, Christine, you got to be here on the show. I don't know what's happening, and I'm concerned about it. This is the third show in a row where you ask me, why don't I tell a story that I told on this episode moments ago?
Yeah,
I was hearing that as I was texting Jacob, so sorry.
Jacob, somehow it all boils down to you.
There were tongues and
what's another
trees.
One? Tongues and trees, books and running brooks. Sermons and stones and good and everything. I feel like I just opened a portal by saying that out loud.
That's the same thing that gets you get your spirit into a Chucky doll.
Yeah. oh, no. Is your apartment going to have ghoulies now?
You know what's funny with you? Tongues and trees, books and running brooks. Sermons and stones and good and everything. It doesn't sound right when I say it like that, Jacob. Tell the people, it's serious. You have to go, tongues and trees and books and running brooks, sermons and stone and good and everything.
Why, hello, Mr. Bird.
Are you ready to ride your ostrich to work?
It was an aviary, for George Allen was also president of the zoo. It was nature's.
Oh, I thought they kept birds because that's where they rode everywhere. That was like their car dealership, was when they'd get birds.
Wait, none of this is saying this is for dwarves. They're saying it's like a sanctuary.
Is that the reveal? I think this is going to be a reveal. Okay. Hold on, keep playing. Okay. I think he's going to be like, now do you want to know the craziest thing? Yes. These people are half the size as a regular man.
Because it said it was an aviary, and I'm like, isn't that for like a bird sanctuary? Yeah. Like, you can't have a fucking hawk around these. They'll take fucking snatch it right up, man. They'll be gone.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's their car dealership.
I got something in a, I got a falcon here. Ah!
Fly, Rancor! Fly!
Excelsior!
And beyond!
And it was a place designed to reflect Collins' poem, List to Nature's Teachings.
All right.
Okay, skip ahead.
Yeah.
Is this guy just saying this cool place?
Oh, hang on. This guy's got some ideas about midgets. Little weirdos come around nipping at your knees.
It's a no-brainer.
Well, looks like I got in trouble for going through their graves.
Because I came here like Godzilla and kicked down all their homes by accident.
I told them I was a god.
I do remember having my 22nd birthday here. And my girlfriend at the time, one of my roommates, tried to make me a nice cake. And we had it right
But the
there.
Little people came and took it. Look at that little well.
I don't think that's it, dude.
A little house. Oh, here comes Eddie Pepitone. Now, you might think this is a place for dwarves.
It looks like if Eddie Pepitone got the role of Gorbachev in the buyout.
I want to hear his outro.
I bet you thought I was going to talk about little people. Well, I don't mix business and pleasure.
That's called a fetish. This is work.
The Sugar House Prison, which was located just down the street in Sugar House Park. Sure, prisoners thought it would be a perfect place to hide among the beautiful saints and trees. Nope, Mrs. Allen caught them all. She always caught the kids that went
in
over
there,
too.
In her mouth and in her bus and in her butthole.
The fuck is
so
this?
So much entertainment is so boring. Like, it's just so goddamn boring.
He goes, and she killed all of them with her bare hands. What a lot of people don't know is Miss Allen was classically trained in hand-to-hand combat and an explosives expert.
Meat face.
You lied to us.
Village.
You lied to us, dude.
You lied, bro.
Meatface?
Do you think Vincent's going to lie? I don't think so.
I don't even know, dude.
Vincent in Pennsylvania.
Hey, man. What's up?
You're on the bonfire. I'm working on how to engage with this.
I like that.
You're on.
All right. No, All right. So, Dan, this brought back horrible memories when you said you were afraid of, like, spiders tickling your... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I went to so-called Philmont, New Mexico. It's a backpacking trip for Boy Scouts, like a couple hundred thousand square miles. You know, you go over a couple of, over like 10 days, you go like, you know, 200 miles.
Yeah.
One of the things they told us was the toilets that we had, because it was just a backpacking trip, was you've had these things called Red Roofs Inn. They were a hole in the ground with a wooden box on top, and that's it.
Okay.
And one of the things that's common to New Mexico are black widows, brown recluses, and wolf spiders.
Wolf spiders are gnarly, dude.
They're all one of the brown recluses.
That'll kill you, and so can a black widow. But wolf spiders look crazy.
Yeah. Also, they're gigantic. I don't know if you've seen one up close, but it could cover your face. That's how big.
Yeah. I have a very large head.
Bring up a wolf spider, Christine. I need to see it.
Dude. The wolf spider. All right, so I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take a stick with you and smack it around on the inside. That way, all the spiders that are hiding out in the warm enclosure are they get scared away towards the bottom, or they scared out.
Well, can I ask you a question real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt. Real quick question: when you slap around the stick in the poop box, and these spiders come out, Christine's bringing up wolf spiders. Fuck, they're creepy.
You know what's funny? If you look at it one direction, it'd be creepy, but if you put this voice to it,
you're coming out here to take a midnight poop.
Well, that guy could crawl into my stinker any night.
It's with me, that voice. Wolf.
It's me, Wolf Spider. I'm a buddy from before.
I just want to tickle your nuts. You like me tickling
just
your nuts?
Just sink my deadly venom into your ding dong is all.
I want to watch your flesh rot from the inside.
Damn, he's got spikes on his skin. That is terrifying.
Yo, all right. So you were saying you go to take a shit in the middle of the night and you're stickless. You're going raw dog.
Yeah, I haven't seen a spider this whole fucking time. So I go. This is like 7 days into our 10-day trek. I go and I sit down and I'm doing my business and all of a sudden I just feel something like crest my balls and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I hop up. I don't even wipe. I'm just dirty. I hop up. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I pull up my little flashlight that I have, and I see one long arm sitting at the front of the toilet, hanging out. I looked in from the back. Wolf spider sitting right where my dick was. Literally came up and just tickled me a little bit. From the rest of the trip, the last 3 days, I shit on a rock. Squatting like a man for the rest of the
time. Yeah, well, right. Maybe that wolf spider was just trying to fucking get you to a nice place, you know? I think you're being a little rude to the wolf spider.
I would have tried to stand squat on the box and see if I could hit the hole.
Oh, like, just do basically like cornhole it? Like see if you could slide in?
Yeah, I'd see if I could just drop it down. So it didn't bite you at all, thank God.
No, it just tickled my balls with its weird hook arm.
Can I ask you a personal question? Did it feel nice?
I mean,
between you and me,
it's the utter. You know, I'm an adventurous man, but.
No, I was more thinking like, did that give you any sort? Did that develop a phobia for you that you didn't even have before?
I won't shit in holes anymore that I don't know it's a solid toilet.
She goes, Vincent, like, stop doing it on the counter. We own this place. There's no spiders here. He's like, I can't poop in a toilet. I gotta do it right here on the counter.
No, you probably love a good toilet. But, I mean, there's people that are afraid of, like, snakes. How many real stories are there of snakes coming out of a toilet, Christine?
That's not real. Why would you say that? Why would you even think that?
I've heard
that?
A lot of stories about that.
I told you, I stayed at my uncle was dating this rich girl when I was a kid, and I went and stayed at her house in Bel Air, and I went to the bathroom in this really nice house, and there was just a mouse in toilet hanging out.
You told us that,
It like, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're in, like, the poorest place or the richest place. There could be something like this.
No. Just your rich people. Those rich people you went to see their house were garbage trash people who don't deserve anything.
Imagine being a mouse or a rat or a fucking snake and you find the tube where you're like, I'm going to get out of here. I got fucking daylight. And you come out and it's someone's asshole and just shit dropping on you. And you're like, fuck.
Look at this.
Oh, no.
Snakes in the toilet. Yeah, totally.
No.
That's so real.
Dude, those are my poop. It was like my poop at Billions. Breaching the water.
It was fun. Oh, dude.
Fuck you.
Dude.
Fuck
dude.
You.
If that comes up, if that, by the way, if that sees your, if that sees your ghoulies dangling below you.
No, it's going to strike. It's going to strike your nuts.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a snake's mouth just wrapped around one ball?
Dang. Yee, your nuts hanging.
It's the first time you've ever put your hands on me.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry I hit you.
I don't like that we do this.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fucking all right,
let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
No.
Oh, sweet Lord. All right, we'll take a break. It's the bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.